بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is with me in the studio to answer questions on Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, children and having child in life, according to the Islamic beliefs, brings barakah to your life. According to so many narrations, we are suggested and we are recommended by Prophet Muhammad and the Shiite infallible Imams to get married and to have children, and bringing child and children will bring Allah's blessings more to our life. So at the same time, it has its own, we can say, endeavors, efforts, making money for them, you know, working harder in order to make a good life for our children. How bringing a child will bring barakah to our life, Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, the number of the narrations about the fact that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, have encouraged the Muslims and the Shia to have children are many, and the Holy Prophet, according to some narration, is quoted as saying that I will boast on the number of the Muslims, even those fetus that are aborted. Of course, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't take into consideration the situation and the conditions of our family. I'm talking about the parents. So it doesn't mean that everyone can as many as children as they wish. No, they should think also about different issues, about the economic issues, the training, and so for education and so on and so forth. But the point is that at the end of the day, people, Muslims, are encouraged to have children. And this will bring, as you rightly mentioned, barakah and blessings. But the point is that, the first point is that these blessings should not be understood only in terms of money and provision and economic issues. No. To have children has so many blessings in terms of different issues. The first one is that there is no doubt about the fact that when you have children, then you have a more powerful family. And there is no doubt about that.
You mean the foundation of the family will be stronger?
This is one point, and the other point is that, as it is mentioned, by Imam Rida alayhi salam, tawfir al-walad li-nawa'ir al-dahr wa hawadith al-umur. He says that one of the blessings of marriage is that you will have children to help you in the tough times, in the tough situations. Now, there is no doubt about the fact that when a husband and a wife, they have children, and then they will go through some problems and difficulties in their life. So if they have children, then we can consider them as a more powerful family. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "Min sa'adat al-rajul ay yakuna lahu waladun yasta'inu bihim." One of the blessings for a man is to have children that can help him whenever he is in need of them. There is a supplication, dua, mentioned by Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam. He was in prison by the order of Muhtamad Abbasi, and he asked one of his companions that, "Do you have a child?" The answer was negative. Then the Imam had a supplication for him. Allahumma rzuqhu waladan yakunu lahu adudan, fa ni'mal adud al-walad. Well, Allah give him a child so that he can be a kind of power for him. And child is a good power. So this is the first point. This is also mentioned in chapter Isra, verse 6. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ Then we gave you back the turn to prevail over them. وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ And we aided you with children and wealth. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا And we made you greater in number. So this is one blessing of the children, that the children can make the family more powerful. And of course, when we make the picture greater, we can talk about the number of the community. A community with more population is more powerful. We can talk about Yes. the countries and nations.
Nowadays, a major problem of some of the countries is the young generation.
Exactly.
So up to an
and
extent...
the old generation, you mean?
Yeah. No, I mean the having not okay. young generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
They accept immigrants from the other countries to get there, get married, have children to add to their young generation.
Yeah. So this That's is right. one of the blessings of, I mean, any family, any community, any nation. So... this is the first point about the blessing to have a more powerful family. The second point, which is proved not only by the narrations by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, but also by today's psychology, is the fact that the families with children are more healthy and they are happier compared to the children compared to the families without any children. We have some narrations in this regard before going to some, psychological points. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, answering a man who was asking the Imam to pray for him because he didn't have any child, the Imam instructed him a prayer. Allahumma la tadharni fardan wahidan wahshan. Oh Allah, do not abandon me, do not leave me without any child and to be afraid.
Yes.
فَيَقْصُرَ شُكْرِي عَنْ تَفَكُرِي بَلْ هَبْ لِي أُنْسًا وَعَاقِبَةَ صِدْقٍ Oh Allah, give me a means for satisfaction and for happiness. Meaning that give me children through whom I can become more happy. ذُكُورًا وَإِنَاسًا This is very interesting. Whether yes. they are male or female, Imam in his prayer doesn't refer to any gender, any sex. It doesn't make any difference. Whether I have male children or female children, I will enjoy the life more. أَسْكُنُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الْوَحْشَةِ وَآنَسُ بِهِمْ مِنَ الْوَحْدَةِ If I have children, then I would run a more, much more happier life, and I will, praise you for that. Al-Kafi,
yes.
Volume 11, page 346.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
And the same is proved in many studies done by the scholars in different countries. They have compared the health situation of different families. Families with children and families without children. I'm talking about the father and mother and husband and wife. And they have come to this point. I do not have time to refer to all the statistics. They have come to this conclusion that, wife and husbands who have children, they are even more healthy. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the physical health. In terms of even blood pressure, for example, and self-confidence and so on and so forth. So this is not only the religion of Islam and the narrations. This is also proved by psychology and medical discoveries. The next point, the next blessing of the children is about safety. Again, as mentioned by the and proved by the statistics and studies in this regard, when a family, when a husband and a wife, they have children, then the family is more secure. They have more safety. Not only that, even in terms of continuing the life, to continue the married life, again, there are many studies and statistics about the number and the cases of divorce in the couples with children and without children. And nowadays, there is no doubt about the fact that the number of the divorce in the couples without children is much more compared to the couples and families with children.
That's right.
And of course, there is no doubt about that. When you have children, usually you have, more secure family, more warm situation inside the house. And sometimes when the husband or the wife, they intend to divorce, they think about the children and the fate of the children. So they leave this decision because of the children. So this is another blessing for the children. The fact that when you have when you have children, then you have a more secure family and you will enjoy the life more. And it causes the number of the divorce to be so much decreased. So this is another blessing of having children.
That's right. Usually the people and the young couples nowadays do not have child, or if they have, it is one, because they believe that we cannot spend enough money on them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We cannot make a good life for them, make a good future for them. So they regret having children, or they do not find a chance to have a child.
Yeah, this is against the Islamic teachings in this regard. So far, I have referred to four blessings of having children.
Mm-hmm.
And the next blessing is the fact that based on the verses of the Quran and the narrations, when you have children, then you will have more sustenance, rizq. Pay attention to this word. We are talking about rizq. We are not talking about wealth.
Yes.
These are two different, concepts. And unfortunately, sometimes they are, misunderstood. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, is quoted as saying that, اتخذوا الأهل. First of all, he's talking about marriage. Marry because it will increase your sustenance and your provision. Bihar al-Anwar, volume 1, page 217. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter al-Isra, verse 31, that لا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق. Unfortunately, in the past, there were some people who were killing their children because they were afraid of poverty. Allah says that do not kill your children out of fear. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. The provision of both you and your children is upon me, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, it is mentioned in chapter Dhariyat, verses 22 and 23. So, based on this verse, this is a divine promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the sustenance of not only yourself, but also the children. But unfortunately, sometimes we have, as parents, we have wrong expectations of life. So this is another scenario.
Yes.
What we are in need of in terms of sustenance or rizq, we are in need of another session to talk about the concept of rizq. And as I mentioned, it is different from wealth. You can run an average type of life without so much wealth, but at the same time, to have enough provision and rest for yourself.
That's
and
right.
For the children. The next blessing of the children is the spiritual blessing of the children. For example, we have many narrations in this regard that one of the ways through which the parents are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fact that they have a good children.
Yes.
So every good action that is done by the children, it is also a gift for the parents. They will have a share in the reward.
Yes.
Even when the parents, they have passed away, the children can continue to pray for the children, for their parents.
Parents, that's right.
So this is a kind of a spiritual blessing for the parents by the children. So my point is that I only in this session refer to 6 blessings of the children. We shouldn't just limit it to one of them, which is related to economic issues.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Aliin wa Husainin wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husainin wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن